We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Samach Gimel. Now Rav Nosson moves on to newer topics a little bit, tied into what we've been speaking about so far. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shoimrim b'chol yoim achar birchas ha'toiro, mishnas elu dvorim she'en lehem shir. Hapeo, Vabikurim, Vorayon, Ugmilas Chasodim, Vitalmud Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand why, after the brachas that we discussed till now, Ashenosn Lasech Vivina, Shaloy Sanigoy, after that, we go into the Mishnah, which says that these are a whole list of items which have no quantities on them, unlimited, infinite. And it lists Peah, Bikurim, the mitzvah of Re'iyah, going to see Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash on the three holidays, Gemilas Chasodim, and Talmud Torah. Now, till now, our main topic in this whole halacha was revolving around the topic of Ratzon. And we mentioned that the word Ratzon has several meanings. Ratzon means desire, our desire for Hashem, and also Hashem's desire for us. Ratzon also means willingness, Hashem's willingness towards us, showing a willful attitude towards us, and also us showing a willingness towards Hashem. And it also means willpower, the issue of willpower. Let's see how Rav Nosson Zal uses it now. Kikvar Mavur, we already learned She'ikar hu haratzon, that the most important thing is ratzon. Shayidei zeh zoichen latoira v'chulu v'chol tuv. And we learned till now that through ratzon, a person can achieve Torah and every type of good, spiritually and physically. Va'ayin bedvoreinu behilchas orev. Rav Nosson Zal here mentions this maybe for the fourth time in the past 20 pages. He keeps referring us to Hilchas Orev in Hilchas Choshen Mishpat, where there he also has a very major, powerful discussion on this topic of Ratzon. I believe it's Halacha Gimel. Mashadibarnu Bozeh, where over there also Rav Nosson Zal speaks very elaborately on the topic of Ratzon. Ukvar hasicho hakdoisho nitfeses besipurim aisius meinyan maila sarotzoin shehu hoikar. And this discussion by Rabbeinu Zal on this topic of the importance of rotzoin has already been published, printed at the end of the Sipurim Aisius regarding the topic of rotzoin. I mentioned several times that in the Sipurim Aisius that are printed in the past 50 years, 100 years, usually you will not find these sichos over there, but rather they've been included in the Sefer Sichos Haran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. That's where these sichos, which at one time appeared in back of the Sipurei Maaseis, have all been integrated and included under the one umbrella called Sichos Haran. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas elu hadvorim she'en lohem shir." And this will clarify to us this Mishnah that we say in the morning, that listing the items which have no limit, no amount to them. Ki kulam hein bechinas mitzvos shezoichem al yodom lehora sarotzim. Because all of the mitzvos listed in that Mishnah are mitzvos which help a person be zoiched to this light of rotzim, this strong desire and yearning for Hashem, and this incredible willingness on the part of Hashem to receive us, to bring us close. V'al kein ein lohem shir. And this is why the Mishnah says that the items listed there have no amount to them. Ki harotzayin digdusha ein lo shir. Because rotzayin, holy Ratzon, has no amount to it. There's no numbers attached to it. There's no minimum, there's no maximum. Ki hu moil b'chol darga v'darga, because Ratzon digdusha, desire for the right things, desire for Hashem, desire for Torah, desire for Yiddishkeit, helps on every level, from top to bottom, ad infinitum up and infinitum down. B'chol Adam Sheba'olam, and it can help any person in the world, no exceptions. Ki afilu mishehu b'madrega p'chusa ma'oid ma'oid. Because even a person who's on a very, very low level spiritually, they've dropped, they've fallen very far down. Having the right desire will be able to help even that person. Because when a person has a good desire, if a person has a good desire, then no matter where they're at, they have the ability to come up from whatever yirido and nefila they've experienced. V'chein lehepach. And the same thing holds true even for people who are on the highest levels. Afilu mishehu b'madrego elyoina ma'oid. Even a person who's on a very, very high level spiritually, hu tzorech gamkein l'rotzoin. That person cannot retire, cannot relax. But that person also needs a strong, powerful desire to come close to Hashem, to come closer to Hashem. To constantly be arousing new desire, a new, powerful desire for Hashem. Because Hashem's greatness has no boundaries. It's infinite. So there's no such thing as a person ever stopping at any point in time and saying, I have enough. My relationship with Hashem is good enough. I'll just leave it at this, you know, for the rest of my life or for the next 6 months. V'alkein horotzoin hu bebechinas ein shir. And this is why when we speak about rotzoin, we use the terminology no amount. Utzrichin tomid b'chol yoim v'yoim lehizgaber beretzoinois chazokim chadoshim l'Hashem Yisborach. And therefore, a person has to constantly, each and every single day, try to bring up new desire, new powerful desire for Hashem. Ukemoy shekosavnu mizeh har beishom b'hilchas orev hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I've written a lot about this over there in Hilchas Orev, in Choshen Mishpot, u'bemekoyim esacherim, and in other places also. This is obviously one of the big mistakes that many Jews make on all levels, which cause problems. Whether it's in a state of Yerida, a person thinks that they can remain in park or in neutral, in Yiddishkeit, and they don't know that that option is unavailable, that that option doesn't exist. A person's either going down or they're going up. And if they're not going up, if they're not adding, then they're going down because the meter is running. The meter is running meaning every second the person is clocking another second of life, another minute of life, which means responsibility. Hashem expects things from us. Every minute of life He gives us in this world, Hashem expects us to do something positive with it. If we're not chas v'shalom, then it's a loss. It adds to the negative balance, chas v'shalom. And at the same time, when a person realizes that they're in a yerida, they're in a fila, Rav Nosson Zal says here, a person thinks that they have an excuse saying that they're down. But even then, if there is a Hashem, if Hashem is real, get back on that horse and start again. And if you don't know what to do, then that doesn't block you from wanting. That doesn't take away the obligation to have the rotzon, to be able to say, to think and say and show that you want to do the right thing. I just don't know what the right thing is right now, but I definitely don't want to do the wrong thing. And if I realize that I'm sitting in slop, then I don't want to stay in the slop. I don't want to remain there. That's for sure. That's perfectly clear. That if I'm down now, I don't want to stay down. I want to go up. If I don't know how, then I'll ask. If I don't have who to ask, then I'll ask Hashem. I'll ask Hashem, Hashem, how do I get up? I'm in mud now. I'm in filth. How do I get up? Or I'm outside now. I'm out of bounds right now. How do I get back in? V'zeh b'chinas hadvorim hanal she'ein lohem shir. And this is the concept of the items that are listed in that Mishnah, which the Mishnah says these are items that have no amounts to them. Sheheim hapeya v'habikurim. These are different forms of charity that a person gives from their produce. Peah is the corner of the field, which a person is supposed to leave over for the poor people, the produce that's in there for the poor people. Bikurim is the first fruits to ripen. Sheheim bechinas tzedakah shenois nemei atvua. These are examples of charity that a person gives from their crops. Me'atvua, from the grains. The Zion Minim, and from the seven types of fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised about. And who is it given to? Lahakoyin ulaniim, to the Kohanim and to the poor people. Shaydeze zoichin lerotzlin. And we learned earlier in this halacha, based on chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, that tzedakah is one of the things that helps rotzlin in a very big way. So through these acts of tzedakah, we're zeichet to the rotzayin, lehachnia meitzach hanochosh, and to defeat, to bring about the downfall of the source of spiritual power of the snake, ulehagbir heoras meitzach harotzayin, and to strengthen the source from where rotzayin, holy rotzayin comes from. Kipeo ubikurim tzrichim litein tekef b'hascholo shel atvua. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains and clarifies this a little bit. These specific two types of charity, peya and bikurim, are both given in the beginning, all the way in the beginning, when a person first has the grain. Kipeo noisnin be'es hakotzir tekef. Because peya, the corner of the field, that's designated right when you're harvesting that grain, before you've done anything with it. As soon as the grains are ripe and you're ready to harvest, you look at your field and there's a part of the field that's not yours. You can't touch it. You have to leave it alone. Leave it there for the poor people to take. V'chein bikurim, and so too bikurim, which is from the first fruits that ripen, noisnin tekev kishemaschil hapriles bakir. We designate it immediately, as soon as the fruit shows that it's ripening. So therefore, these two, pay and bikurim, represent the beginning of tzedakah, which is very precious. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in that chapter in Likut Imran, where he says that the mitzvah of tzedakah itself is a beginning. We know, for example, the Gemara says that when a person wants to pray, when a person wants to daven, which is one of the most important connections to Hashem in Judaism, there's a prerequisite. Before you can daven, before you can gain Hashem's attention, if you want to gain Hashem's attention, you have to give tzedakah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Va'ani betzedek echze ponecha, that with tzedakah, with charity, I see Hashem's face. Which means if I'm davening and I'm not giving tzedakah, then I don't see Hashem's face. Hashem could be somewhere else. Kavyachol. He's not tuned in to what I'm asking for. Because tzedakah is what creates an opening. It starts the process. Rabbeinu Zal says we see this by the verb that's used in the Torah for tzedakah. It says, Posoyach tiftach es yodecho l'achichol necho. Open your hands to the poor person. And Rabbeinu Zal says, posoyach tiftach means open an opening, open a door, open an entrance way, create an opening. That's what tzedakah does. And this is why people that are religious and believe in Hashem in a serious way, anytime they're going to do anything of any significance, they usually like to give tzedakah first. They're going on a trip, anything or any kind of, they're going into a business relationship or any lahavdil, bigashmias, baruchnias, anything, the first thing is tzedakah. That's making a certain connection. That's attaching myself to Hashem in a certain special way. I'm taking this item, money, which we showed earlier, is the thing that the Yetzer Hara uses to turn most people away from Hashem. And I'm taking this and I'm attaching it to Hashem. And that makes a very, very important connection. So we see that tzedakah is a concept of a beginning. Rabbi Nazar writes over there in that chapter in Kutimran that we know, the Gemara says, kol hascholois koshois. All beginnings are difficult. And that's the difficulty that some people have in giving tzedakah. That because tzedakah is a beginning, and the Gemara says beginnings are difficult, so tzedakah is difficult. But then Rabbi Nazar goes on to say, you want to know which part of tzedakah is the most difficult? It's the beginning of tzedakah. When a person has never given, and you want to get them to give for the first time, or a person has never given a certain way, they want to make a new beginning in tzedakah, that's twice as hard, because it's a beginning of a beginning. It's a haschola of haschola. And Rabbi Nazar says that takes strength, that takes power on a person sometimes. A person has to have the desire and the energy to break the human nature that doesn't want to allow him to, that wants to hold on to it, that wants to hoard money, that wants to hold on to the money, doesn't want to release it, to break that and to be able to give the money to tzedakah. So here, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ze b'chinas hascholas hatzdoka sheyekora moed shaydeze zoichin l'rotzoyim." Through tzedaka in general, and especially the haschol of tzedaka, when a person breaks that the desire to hold on to the money, and they show rotzoyim for Hashem, that my rotzoyim is to be with Hashem, through that a person is zoichet to rotzim kemavur sham b'hatoyra v'esoyer v'manal. As Rabbi Nazal expounds on this over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Yimran. Ki hatvua v'haperois tzrichim l'saknom b'yoyser mi'chet odom rishon. Because the crops, our grains and our fruits require a major tikkun as a result of the fact that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Which caused a curse to be placed especially on the agriculture, on the earth and on the crops. As the Pasuk says right there in the beginning of the Torah, Arura ho'adoma ba'avurecha. The ground, the earth is cursed because of you, Adam and Chava. Be'itzavon toichalena. People will eat, people will earn a livelihood and eat crops and food and grains, be'itzavon, with depression, with struggle, with difficulty. Shemishom bo'im kol yegiyas halamates malochus. And that's the source, that's the cause of the struggle that people have with all the different 39 types of work. Shetzrichim l'siyageya v'litroyach b'hem, koidem shemavarin hatvua v'aperois. Whereby man has to struggle and exercise all kinds of effort to generate produce, to generate this produce and to sort it out, to refine the produce and to refine the fruit before it's ready to be consumed. She'ikrom heim ba'avoida su'adoma. And the main birur is involved in working the ground in the whole agriculture field. Sheheim moinim gedoilim me'avoidas Hashem kimavura b'tchila satoyernal, whereby we know that earning a livelihood, supporting oneself, and especially where it's involved in agriculture, which requires so many hours of work, till a person acquires the land, until they prepare the land, all the different steps that's needed to get to that final product, that's one of the major obstacles preventing a person, blocking a person from learning Torah, from being oisik in Torah and Tefillah. She'ikar hatikun hu al yedei tzedakah. And Rabbi Nazar shows there that the main tikkun for all of this is tzedakah. She'machnia meitzach hanochosh, which brings about the downfall of the Meitzach HaNochosh, Bechinas Zuamas HaNochosh, the Tumah of the Nochosh, Umagbir Bechinas HaRotzoin, and increases and elevates the Holy Rotzoin. Shayidei Zeh, Yoitzin Lecherus, mishibud halamates malachos, which is what helps the person to go free, to be freed from the bondage, from the slavery of the 39 acts of work, shenechozen beyoser b'avodas ha'adama v'kanal, which apply strongest when it comes to agriculture, you know, working the land, the earth. V'alkein tzivso ha'toira, and that's why Hashem commanded us, shetekef kishekoitzron ha'tvua, that as soon as we harvest the grains and the fruits, yitnu peol aniyim, to designate a portion for tzedakah, the corner of the field is designated for the poor people, kidei letaher ha'tvua ha'yoytzeitz min ha'adama, thereby purifying those crops that have come out of the earth, out of the ground, mizuama sanocha shenal, from the tumma of the snake that was placed upon them from the time of Adam Arishon, arura ha'adama, Hashem placed a curse on the earth. So that curse goes on all the produce coming out of that earth. When we want to remove the curse, we do it through this tzedakah. And to replace that tuma, that curse, with this light of rotzoin, she'ikroi nimshach al yedei tztaka, of which one of the best ways that we draw that rotzoin is through tztaka. Tztaka is called nedivus lev. Tztaka is an expression of goodwill, desire. When I like somebody, when I care about somebody, or I care about a project, or I care about a... I donate to that. That's an expression of my rotzon toiv. V'chein bikurim, and so to the mitzvah of bikurim, tzrichim litein tekev kishemaschel hapril ezbaker gamkein. Also, the requirement of bikurim is to designate it as soon as we see the first fruits start ripening. They put a string around it to label that as bikurim. Gamkein mitam hanal, also for the same reason as we just explained. Ubikurim heim yekorim oid yoiser, and bikurim is even more special than peya. Ki meviyim oisam lebeis hamikdash, because peya, we simply leave it there for the poor people to come and take it. But bikurim, we cut it and we bring it to the beis hamikdash. Sheshom ikur heoras pnei Hashem, bechinas rotzayin huelyo, and shubchinas ponim, kama shekosav shom. Because the beis hamikdash is the building of Ratzon, He'oras HaRatzon. The Beis HaMikdash was constructed from all the good Ratzon of the Jewish people. Kol Nediv Lev Yevieha Es Trumas Hashem. And the Beis HaMikdash is the building in which Hashem displays his Ratzon for us. How? We mentioned that the opposite of Ratzon is Teva. If you recall, we discussed earlier in this halacha that Teva, when Hashem puts it in Teva, then it seems as if Hashem is not running everything. It's running by itself. Or it's the Midas Hadin. Teva is where Hashem is hidden from us. We don't see Hashem showing. Hashem is not showing us his face. He's keeping himself hidden from us. He's hiding behind this curtain called Teva. Whereas Ratzon is when Hashem pushes the stop button on Teva and says, okay guys, here I am, watch. And that's when Hashem performs miracles. Every time Hashem performs miracles, that means he's put the Teva aside completely. He's taken off the mask. The curtain is wide open now. And Hashem is showing us that he's around. He's alive and well and kicking. So that's miracles. And we know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that in the Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 miracles going on a constant basis. So this is, again, one of the things that shows us that the Beis HaMikdash is a center of Ratzon, where a person was able to see that nothing happens unless Hashem wants it to happen. No, there's no such thing as nature or natural. This is the building where you get to see unnatural. That's one example of the Ratzon. And the other example is Hashem showing us his goodwill in accepting our offerings. A person comes in who's committed many sins. He brings this ox and everything, and the kohen says, welcome, come. You want to do tshuva? You've come to the Beis HaMikdash? Step right in. Come here, I'll help you. The person showed a degree of desire in being willing to come, being willing to spend $100, $1,000 to buy a korban, each person on his level, the Kohanim, the Leviim are there to help him, the Tzadikim are there to help him, to be zeichet, to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. So we said, Bikurim, which we bring to the Beis HaMikdash, that for sure is Ratzon, all about this Ratzon. Ve'ikram meviyim oisim b'shavuos shu yoim habikurim, and the main portion of Bikurim is brought to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, which is called the holiday of Bikurim. Ki b'shavuos hu kabbalas haTorah, because Shavuos is the holiday when we officially receive the Torah. She'ikra al yedei haRatzon kanal, which we learned earlier, the main prerequisite to receiving the Torah is Ratzon. Remember, we mentioned from the B'nai Yisachar that we count 49 days, we count the Omer before Shavuos. Our preparation for Matan Torah is counting those 49 days. And we said that 49 is bigimatria, the words Lev Toiv, a good heart. What is a good heart? A good heart is a heart that has good desires in it. The place of desire, the center of desire and emotion in a person is the heart. When a person is zeichet to convert the Yetzer Hara to Yetzer Toiv, to have both sides of the heart, the right and left, working together, V'yohavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with your two hearts, the Gemara says, b'shnei Yetzerecha, with your two Yetzers, that Ratzon Toiv, that super, super strong Ratzon, that's the preparation for Matan Torah. And this is why the Gemara says that on Shavuos, Hashem appeared to the Jewish people like an old man with a white beard. The Gemara, we have the expression Zokain Nesui Ponim, that the old man with the white beard is usually the most welcoming, the most warm, nice, welcoming symbol of goodwill, of desire, of warmth and desire. Bechinas Ratzon. Again, that's Hashem showing us that Shavuos, Kabbalas HaTorah, is a time, a tremendous time of this Hizgalus HaRatzon. Kamei Shekotzu Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Nimtzosh, so we've shown so far, Shepeya Ubikurim, Heim Bechinas Tztoko, Shenoisnin, Behascholas Tikun Hatvois, that Pei and Bikurim are both examples of charity that we give in the beginning, all the way in the beginning of when the crops are already, Kedei Lizkois LaRatzon Kanal, in order to take the crops out of the curse that was placed upon them from the time of Adam Rishon, and to out of Shmad and bring them into Ratzon. V'alkein Ein Lohem Shir. And this is why the Mishnah includes them in the category of Eilu Dvorim She'ein Lohem Shir, Ki HaRatzon Ein Lo Shir Kanal. Because we said before, Ratzon is infinite, no boundaries, top to bottom. From Shmad, Ratzon reaches all the way down, down, down into Shmad, and it goes up unlimited, infinite. V'zeh Bechinas V'horayon. Now we move on to the third thing listed in that Mishnah, which is the mitzvah of coming to see Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh pam bashana yeroe kol zuchurcha. Shehu mitzvah shalosh pam bashana yeroe kol zuchurcha es penei Hashem alikecha. Coming to see the penei Hashem. Hainu b'shalosh v'golem. This refers to the three holidays. Shehein b'chinas mikroi kodesh. We learned before that those three holidays are what announce, what declare the holiness of Hashem, meaning Shekoirim u'megalim es haRatzon. They proclaim the fact that everything is only Ratzon Hashem. There's no nature. Because the three holidays, we celebrate miracles that took place on those three occasions. That's what it's all about. Kimavur heite batoiranal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very well over there in chapter 4, Likutei Moran Tanina. V'alkein tzrichinoz lalois v'lirois bebeis lalois v'lirois bebeis hamikdosh. And this is why we have a mitzvah to go up and to be seen in the Beis V'lirois bebeis hamikdosh es p'nei Hashem, and to see and be seen by Hashem, the face of Hashem, lekabel shom he'oras haRatzon, Because when Hashem is looking at us, when we talk about Hashem looking at us, it means he has goodwill towards us. When Hashem is angry at us, he turns his back to us. Hashem, Lirois Pene Hashem, means that this is a time when the Rotzayim Toiv is beaming. Lekabel Shem Horas HaRotzayim, Shubachinas Pene Hashem, Hameir Bebe Samikdosh Beyoiser. This is the concept of receiving the Pnei Hashem, which shines most in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pnei Hashem a person can receive in his house also, when he does a mitzvah, when he makes kiddush, different times. But the ultimate Kabbalas Ponim of Hashem is in the Beis HaMikdash. V'al kein gam horayon ein lo shir. That's why that's also included in the Mishnah, which says, no limits. Ki horotzoin ein loy shir kanal, because rotzoin has no limits. Vezehu ugmilas chasodim. Then the Mishnah moves on to gmilas chesed, acts of kindness, lending money, things like that. Shehu klal kol hatzdokos sheklulim begmilas chasodim. The term gmilas chasodim is actually an umbrella term which includes all types of charity. The Gemara says that even the word tzedakah usually applies to poor people or a person who's in a state of poverty, whereas gemilus chesed includes poor people and even wealthy people. Sometimes you can have a wealthy person who has $3 million, $10 million, but his money is tied up right now. He needs liquid assets to perform a certain transaction. He's got to buy a little of an esrog. He doesn't have cash. And a person says, no problem. Here you go. Use my credit card or I'll lend you the money. No problem. So Gemilas Chesed applies to wealthy and poor. So Gemilas Chesed includes all aspects of tzedakah, top to bottom. She'ikra b'shvil haratzon. And we said the main reason for tzedakah is to be zeicher to generate this ratzon. V'al kein ein lo shir. That's why, again, it's included in the category no limits. Now, this Mishnah is included in the Birchas HaShachar. This is part of Birchas HaShachar. And what is Birchas HaShachar? What's the main focus of Birchas HaShachar? The Birchas HaTorah, that we want to receive the Torah anew every single day. V'zehu v'talmud Torah. And that's why the final item in that Mishnah is the study of Torah, She'ein loy gam kein shir, which the Mishnah says has no boundary, no limits. Ki ikar kabbalas haTorah al yidei shleimus haratzon kanal. Because the main way that a person receives the Torah, the main way that a person makes a connection to Torah is when the person has shleimus haratzon. If you really want it. If a person doesn't want it, then the Torah will not connect with him. The Torah will not attach itself to him. One of the prerequisites for Torah is the person has to really want. And one of the ways that we see that, we know the Gemara says that the attitude of a rabbi has to be smoil doicha yemin makarev, with the left hand to push away, with the right hand to bring close. Why are we pushing away? Why should there be any pushing away? The answer is to see if the person is real. To see if the person is sincere. If a person is not sincere, if a person doesn't really want something, then the minute that there's any kind of obstacle, then forget. Then I won't do it. Then I won't do it. If it's difficult or I have to pay something for, then I won't do it. That shows that even when the person came and said, "Okay, I'm here because I want this. I want this item now. You want it? Let's see. Let's see if you want it." It costs $25. Oh, I guess I don't want it. Have a nice day. And the person, well, we know many times, the person comes into a store, they're looking for a camera, looking for this. I need a camera. You need a camera? Let's see if you need it. It's $3,000. I just decide, I don't need a camera. No thanks. But all the things depending on what the person has to give, what the person has to show. So here he's telling us that the Iker Kabbalah Satoira is dependent on shleimus haratzon. Person has to be really, really want it. And that's why she'ein lo shir, which has no limits. There's no, the person can't say any prior. We know that when Hashem said to the Yidden, you want the Torah? What did they say? They didn't say how much. All the other nations said, how much? What's the price? That's what they were really saying. What is it going to cost me? What am I going to have to give up? To this one, Hashem said, you're going to have to give up murder. They said, I can't do that. Al charbo chatichya, I live by the sword. To the other nation, you're going to have to give up this. You're going to have to give up this. Went down the line. To the Jews, he said, you want the Torah? They said, Nasef and Ishma. Thank you. We accept it. You'll tell us later what the conditions are, what it's about. But first thing is Nasev and Ishma. I'm in. And this is why we read this Mishnah, Eilat Vorm Shem Nashir, every day, right after the Birchas HaTorah, Shabuch Harboni Mikolo Amim, Ki Bechol Yoim Tzrichem Laham Shechal Atzmei Bechines Kabolas HaTorah Mechodosh. Because an observant Jew did not receive the Torah 2,000 years ago. An observant Jew receives the Torah anew every single day. He makes a new connection to the Torah every single day of his life. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, in Parshas Yisroi, Bayoim Hazeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai. On this day, today, they arrived in Har Sinai. Upirish Rashi says, why does the Torah say that? Rashi says to teach us, Shebechol Yoim Yedoyme Beinecha Ke'ilu Hayoim Atoimed Al Har Sinai. That an observant Jew's attitude has to be that today I'm standing on Har Sinai. This isn't something old, thousands of years old, or I've been doing this for hundreds of years. This is something new. There's a new, brand new commitment every single day. And again, when something's new, it's special. Something's not new, usually it's nowhere near as special as when the thing is new. Ukamai Shekosov, and as the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, Asher Onoichi Metzavcho Hayoim, the Torah which I command you today, and the Gemara says, Bechol Yoim Yedoime Beinecho Kahadoshim. Again, each and every single day, a person's connection to Hashem, to Yiddishkeit, has to be brand new. Vechein Harbe, and this is found in many other psukim in the Torah. V'alkein Mechvorchen Bechol Yoim Birchas HaTorah. This is why each and every single day we make the bracha on the Torah. Vayimrim, and we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. Blessed are you, Hashem, who is giving us the Torah. We don't say who gave us. We don't say Nosan HaTorah. Noisein. Ki hu yisborach Noisein lanu HaTorah b'chol yoyim echodosh. Because Hashem gives us the Torah every single day anew. V'ikroi al yidei yischatshus haratzayim. When will a Jew receive the Torah new from Hashem? If the Jew's Ratzon is new every day. If I'm coming today with a new desire, I'm not coming to shul today because I did this yesterday and because I've been doing this my whole life, so I keep doing it. If I'm coming like that, then I didn't have Kabbalah Satorah. If I'm coming today to make a statement, Hashem, what I did in the past, I don't know. Could be my whole life till now was garbage. Or could be I was a big tzaddik. Either way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because if I was the biggest tzaddik till now, I know that today I have the potential to become the biggest Rasha. We have many examples throughout our Torah of people who were very big tzaddikim, and then one day they took a nosedive and went all the way down. So the past doesn't prove anything. If I'm coming to shul today, I'm coming to shul today like it's the first time. It's new. There's a new Kabbalah Satorah, and I'm new here also. I'm wearing a new suit, a new shirt. Everything is fresh. I went to the mikveh, so I'm new. The Gemara says a person goes to the mikveh, it's like conversion. A non-Jew, when he converts, goes to the mikveh. Went to the mikveh, took a shower, so I'm new. I'm clean, I'm fresh, I'm ready to make a new beginning. That's Yiddishkeit. That's real Yiddishkeit. As Rabbeinu Zal said over there in the Sicha that he mentioned earlier in this paragraph, a Sicha that was originally in back of the Sipurei Maaseiyos and now it's in Sichei Saran. She'ein Odom Doime L'Chaveiroi, Rabbeinu Zal said there to his students that no two people are alike. Ve'ein Yoim Doime L'Chaveiroi. And no 2 days are the same. There's no such thing in Judaism as another day. That doesn't exist in Yiddishkeit. If a person is thinking, a person is working in that way another day, then they're being non-Jewish in that statement, chas v'shalom. Regarding this renewal, this new desire for connection with Hashem, with Torah, with Yiddishkeit. Nimtza, we see therefore, shebechol yom v'yom, and at each and every single day, bifrat baboiker, especially in the morning, shemischadeshes haneshama, when the neshama makes a whole new beginning, it left. During the night, the soul left, and now it came back for a whole new life. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim, new in the morning, tzrichin leschazek barotzon chodosh tikdusha. A Jew has to make sure that he's in new mode, brand new. He's coming to shul new, he's getting out of bed, everything is new. Shezehu ikar bechinas kabbalah satorah b'chol yom. That's called receiving the Torah every single day. Shalzeh mevorchen birchas satorah. Now that's what we're making, that's what we're saying in those brachas in the morning. V'alkein oimrimoz mishne zois. And that's why we attach this mishnah after that. Shehi elu dvorim shein lehem shir. Shehu bechinas sorat sarotzein. Because we're saying what we're going for, that we recognize that Yiddishkeit is infinite. So again, whatever I've acquired till now doesn't count. I'm still as close to zero as I was, you know, 30 years ago when I started putting on tzitzis and tefillin and everything. I'm still at the beginning. I'm still at the starting gate. So I don't have to feel old and I've been doing this for a long time and none of that stuff. In Yiddishkeit, you can feel mamish brand new. Because again, if you're closing in on a finite goal, so again, I've been doing it so many times and I'm getting closer. But if you're dealing with infinity, with something infinite, then you don't have to feel that you've gotten somewhere. You've acquired so much. You have so much, and now you're going to get a little more compared to infinity. Whatever you have till now, good and bad, it's zero, mamish. Every day can be looked upon as a new beginning. Kize ikar bechinas kabbalah satoira bechol yoy mechodesh. Because this is the main concept of accepting the Torah anew every single day. When people ask the question, which is a popular question, how do you describe Breslov? Or what's special about Breslov? What's unique about Breslov? One of the terms that's used usually is the term hischatshus. This word hischatshus, which means newness, renewal, this is one of the things that's emphasized tremendously, tremendously throughout Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim and Rabbi Nilson Zal's Sforim. There's a tremendous dogesh put on this, that again, that this is the definition of real Judaism, that real Judaism requires this newness. And Rabbeinu Zal said that this was his secret as to how he was able to advance further than many other people or further than he ever expected. Because when a person is doing something with the kind of excitement and enthusiasm, like it's the first time, it's a different world completely. It's a completely different world. The level of happiness and satisfaction and enthusiasm is totally different than a person who doesn't have this awareness, this advice of this is chachus. Paragraph Samach Dalit. And this is also the reason behind the Birkas Kohanim that all of us say every single day after the Birkas HaTorah, where we say, this is Dabar al Aaron Velbot, tell Aaron HaKohen, this is Koy Sevorachos Bnei Israel, this is how she blessed the Jews. Yevorechacho Hashem v'yishmerecha. Each one of us, not just Kohanim of the Israel, say that every morning after the Birchas HaTorah. Ki ikar hatachlis, because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, that what's the goal that a Jew is striving for? What's the ultimate? What's the best? The best is, sha'al yidei harotzoin, when a person is zoicha to shleimus harotzoin, Zoichin lebechinas, the person is zoichet to reach the level that's described in Yeshaya Novi chapter 61, where it says, Va'amdu zorim, others will rise up, Vero'u tzainchem, they will take care of your sheep. uvenei nechor akrechem, and strangers will tend to your vineyards and your fields, v'karmechem. V'atem, and you, the Jewish people, koihanei Hashem tikro. You will be declared kohanim, priests. The whole nation will be priests. Again, meaning, shaloi titztarchu lasos shum esek milamates malochus, will be freed completely from that curse, that bitzovon toichaleno, that aruro ha'adoma, the 39 acts of work, the 39 curses. V'zehu b'chinas birkas koyanim. This is why each and every single day, every one of us plays koyen. We say, yevorechecho Hashem, because we're showing this is what we're trying to get to. This is the ultimate. Yevorechecho Hashem b'momoin. The Gemara says, may Hashem bless you with what? With money. Etc., etc. Va'ayin heitev b'hatoyranal. Rav Nosson says, study carefully. Chapter 4 in Likutei Moran Tanina. Mavoyer Sham, Rabbi Nazal explains over there, shal yidei harotzoin zoichin liyira, that when a person has shleimus harotzoin, that gives him real respect for Hashem and for everything. And here again, you see this on all levels. We mentioned about a person who wants something. A person says they want something, and the question is, what kind of price? We know examples. A person wants to get into a certain school, let's say. Do you want? Of course, I want to get into that school. Okay, you're accepted. You're in. They see that 2 days later, he does things that gets himself thrown out of the school. So they say, hold on a second. You came here a couple of days ago. You said you want to be in this school. And you understood, you were told that in order to be in this school, this and this is how we play the game. These are the rules that this school goes by. Then you were lying. When you said you want, you didn't really want. Because if you really wanted, you would commit yourself, period. So Rabbi Nazal says there in that chapter in Torah Kanan that when a person really wants something, then they have yira. That gives them yira. That gives them respect. That means that, again, I like this, I don't like... When there's yira, a person knows that there's a price. I said I want this. If I want something, then whether it's pleasant or a little less pleasant, or it's a struggle, all of these things, if I want it, we know when a person wants something, a person wants a prize. We see these marathon runners or these people in the Olympics. They want something. You see these people do things that you couldn't imagine your wildest dream. Where in the world is the person getting the strength from? How are they going against? The body is screaming, ouch, and not interested. The answer is there's this shleimus harotzlein person that leads to a yira, a respect that goes beyond taivos. You know, all the normal things just fall to the way. They step aside completely. They don't count. I'm thirsty at all shtuyot shebishtuyot. If I know when I get to that finish line, I'm going to get $1 million, or 7 billion people in the world are going to know that I was the top person in this category, thirsty, not thirsty, chocolate, all the taivas, all the temptations in the world are meaningless. They're bottled because of the respect that this person has for that goal that they've set for themselves, that this is what I want, everything else becomes bottled. So Rabbi Nazal says there, Shaydei harotzoin zoichen liyira, through rotzoin, a person zoichet to yira. Rabbi Nazal quotes a pasuk, Ritzoin yireyov yaase. In Ashrei we say this, that rotzoin generates yira. Ritzoin yireyov yaase. Shehu kli lekabel hachesed. And Rabbi Nazal shows over in Likutei Moran that Hashem would love to give all of us, that none of us should have to go to work, to give us everything for free. And not just everything, but more than you could ever ask for, more than you could expect. Hashem wants to shower us with chesed. But if Hashem showers us with chesed and we don't have a keli into which to receive it, I always give the example of, you're thirsty, I want to have a fresh, delicious bottle of cold drink here, I start pouring, you don't have a cup, you're going to get wet. Your thirst is not going to be satisfied at all. So therefore, in order to receive Hashem's chesed, you have to have a keli. And the keli is yira. The word yira is bigematria gvura. Yira means, and Gvura is a concept of tzimtzum, boundaries. Chesed is something that can be without boundaries. There's a concept of spoiling somebody with kindness, giving them more, giving them so much kindness that it becomes meanness, viciousness. You destroy the person with kindness. You can destroy somebody with kindness, chas v'shom. You think you're being nice to the person, you're destroying the person. So yira is a concept of boundaries. Up to here, and don't cross that line. So Rabbi Nazal says there that when a person has yira, then they have the keli in which Hashem can give them that chesed. Then Hashem can make you a kohen. If you don't have yira, then he can't give you everything for free, because then you'll just take advantage. You'll go further. You'll want more and more. If a person had the ratzon, which led to the yira, and then Hashem gives the chesed, then it's all constructive. It all has only positive results. And when Hashem is turning on the chesed, then you don't have to go to work at all. You don't need any hishtadlus at all. The kol zeh zeichen al yidei haratzayim. And all of this gets started through that process of ratzayim. The ratzayim builds the yira, which is the keli into which to receive the chesed. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal shows all the steps. V'sehu, this is now you'll understand the order of what we say in Birchas Koyanim. Yivorechecho Hashem, the Gemara says, B'momayin, may Hashem bless you with what? Parnosa. That's one of the main things that bracha is all about. Bechinas parnosa v'ashiros tigdusha. It's speaking about having what you need and a holy wealth. A wealth that's not going to hurt you or your family in any way. A wealth that's only going to bring out the best in you and your family. Meaning that the person will be zeichet to such a level that he won't have to spend any time in gashmius things, in doing his shtadlios to earn a livelihood. Hashem will give it to him like mon, lechem and hashamayim, that concept. But rather, the money and the parnosa will be sent to us through Hashem's pure kindness alone, without us having to do anything to make it happen. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Birkas Hashem hi ta'ashir. That there's an ashirus, there's a wealth that comes without killing yourself and without having to do this and that. There's a wealth that's called Birkas Hashem. It's simply a blessing from Hashem. Hashem said, here you go, have a nice day. Boom. V'zehu v'yishmarecha. And that's why right after that, the next word that we say is v'yishmarecha. May Hashem protect you. And the Gemara says, protect you from what? Min hamazikin. From all the negative forces. Shehein bechinas yerois hanefulois. One form of mazikin is all the insecurities and fears that people have. What do you mean? What about tomorrow? What about the summer's coming? I need money for camp for the kids. All the yerois nefulois. What about taxes? What about if I have an accident and I can't work anymore? So I have to make sure just because I have $1 million now doesn't mean I don't know if I'm going to be able to earn more next year. All the yerois that a person lives with. That the person should be protected from them and removed from them. But rather, the person only has the holy yira, which means yira for Hashem, shehu midas shomer, which is referred to as shomer in the Torah. Shmira, he shomer lecha, is a concept of again boundaries, knowing boundaries. Because we said this is one of the important prerequisites. In order for Hashem to give you that blessing, you have to have the keli. And the keli is yira. That's this v'yishmarecha, to guard you, protect you. But that means shmira is an inyan of boundaries. A fence. We put a fence around this. We lock the door. Those are all inyanim of shmira. Shaydezeh zoichen leparnosa beli yegia. Through yira, which comes through shleimus haratzon, a person could be zeicha to parnasa without struggle, without the difficulties. Kamayshikos v'sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there. V'zehu yoyer Hashem ponov eilecha v'chuneka. And that's why the final statement is, may Hashem shine His face, the light of His face upon you, and bless you with this chen, this charm. B'chinas he'oras ponim. That's the concept of Hashem showing a person a happy face. Hashem says, I'm happy to see you. Person comes to ask Hashem for all kinds of things. And Hashem says, wow, I've been waiting for you. Where have you been? I have all of this stuff to give you. I was waiting for you. B'chinas he'oras ponim. B'chinas he'oras harotzen kanal. V'zehu yiso Hashem ponov eilecho. And that's why the final statement is that my Hashem show you nesius ponim. Nesius ponim means favoritism. B'chinas tztoko. That the thing that brings about this incredible goodwill on the part of Hashem, that Hashem considers us his favorite, is the tzedaka. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ani betzedek echzefonecha, that through tzedaka I get to bring out that ponim of Hashem, that nesias ponim, that yisa Hashem ponov elecha. V'zehu v'yosem lecha shalom. And that's why we conclude with the word shalom. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, mar betzdoko, mar beshalom. That tzedaka brings about peace between opposites, between the wealthy and the poor, those people who are usually at odds with each other. Tzedaka makes friends. Ki ikar hatikun al yidei tzedaka. Because the main tikkun of all the things we've been speaking about here is through tzedaka, shaydeze zeichen l'rotzoin, through which one is zeichet to rotzoin, shaydeze zeichel yira, which leads to yira, shehu hakli l'kabel achesed, yira is the vessel into which Hashem can pour his chesed. Shaydeze zeichen l'birchas Hashem b'chazdoi, through which a person is zeichet to a parnasa that consists of the blessing of Hashem. It's an act of kindness on the part of Hashem. The person doesn't have to do anything to make it happen. All of this is included in the bracha of the koyanim, as we just explained. Because who are the ones who are supposed to give us this blessing? The koyanim. Why? Because koyhein represents chesed. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Oilam chesed yibone. The world will be built with chesed. Bechinas, as the pasuk, that's talking about the future. It's talking about how the world is going to look in the future. It says, Oilam chesed yibone. The world is going to be built and based on chesed. Why? The answer is because of what it says in another pasuk. V'atem koyhane Hashem tikro. Because we're going to be koyhanim. Koyhanim don't go out to work. If we're not koyhanim, if we're regular people, then you work, you earn. You don't work, you starve. But if we're koyhanim, what do koyhanim exist on? They exist on chesed. They exist on chesed. Ukamashikos l'sham ba'toyra now. V'alkein oiskim b'chol zeh tekef achar birchas ha'toyra. And this is why we recite these two things, the birchas koyhanim and the elu dvorim shein lam shir. We recite all of that right after the Birchas HaTorah. Ki ikar kabola satorah b'chol yom mechodosh v'alidei haratzon kanal. Because as we said earlier, the main prerequisite by which a person receives the Torah anew every day is if the person shows up with a ratzon. A person gets up in the morning, I want to serve Hashem. I want to go to shul. I want to receive the Torah. Shezeo b'chinas birchas koyanim u'mishna seil dvarim shenim shir. And as we showed here, that's what these two chapters are all about. They're all about his galus haratzon. They're all about a person showing real sincere desire, a new desire, and it's all about drawing ratzon from Hashem, drawing Hashem's goodwill upon us, Hashem's favor.